Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory Number 97, The Studio Backlot Tour. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Memory 97 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. I don't know about you guys, but I need an escape. My reality is becoming more stressful. A very good friend of mine just lost his battle with cancer. The requirements of my new job are taking their toll on me, and the summer trip seems so far away. Thankfully, we can escape with a simple use of our memories to take us to a place that we all love. Today, we'll once again be escaping to Walt Disney World, more specifically, to another type of escape, to a movies or a movie set. Today, we're going to Disney's Hollywood Studios to take the studio backlot tour. Our request today came in from Lori in Puerto Rico. She wrote in a recent email, "I was wondering if you have a recording of the backlot attraction at Hollywood Studios." Well, Lori, as it turns out, I do. I used to really love this attraction. I'm the movie, TV, back behind the scenes buff type thing. I kind of think it's gotten the same sort of reputation that Stitch does, one that's less liked because of a lot of us fans remember what it used to be. This was the main point of visiting the Disney MGM Studios back when it first opened. You would begin with a ride down Residential Street, then you were taken to Catastrophe Canyon, then began the 2+ hour walking tour through the actual movie and TV sets, which included the water tank and the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids bumblebee. I still remember seeing that blue screen effect with some kids from our tour group. Or later on another trip, I remember stopping above the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire play it stage, just as they called up to phone a complete stranger, and we got it right. Sadly, I don't have either of these memories recorded, so I won't be able to share them with you. But I do have a binaural recording from 2006, so that's what we're going to be using today. Of course, I wanted to hear from all of you, so I tossed it out to the social media and got many responses, and here are some of my favorites. On Facebook, Dennis reminisced about the old days. I remember when the tour still had Residential Street. The Golden Girls house, Empty Nest house, and Herbie the Love Bug would drive towards you down the driveway when you came towards him in the tram. The canyon is the only big part left of the attraction. I miss the houses, especially during Christmas when they would light them as well as New York Street. On Twitter, @Cody011 wrote, "Backlot tour used to terrify me as a kid with the shaking car, water cascading closely by, oddly enough." And finally from Google Plus, Jessica had a memory she wanted to share. "Seeing the bone cage from Pirates of the Caribbean 2, and the tour guide asking what one of the ships from the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy was from, and me being the only geek on the tour to know it. These are just a few of the memories shared with me. This is either a very popular ride, or maybe just a very polarizing one, and everyone wants to share. So stop by to read or leave more of your memories on the social media pages. So like I said, today's memory is from 2006. It's our anniversary trip, and Tracy and I have returned for a second day at Disney's Hollywood Studios to do some of the things that we didn't get done on our half day with her parents. We've done some of our favorites and have worked our way towards the back of the park now. We'll join this memory as we're waiting in the main queue to be led into the water tank area. The video is running overhead with Michael Bay showing us how he filmed Pearl Harbor on a set just like the one we're about to enter. We'll be led in shortly, and a memory will take off from there. Just a heads up, there's also going to be a lot of noise from the Lights Motors Action's Extreme Stunt Show, which is running as we head out of the head for the unload area on the tram, so things may get a little noisy there. Today's memory is in binaural, so I'd suggest putting those headphones on to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we take a behind-the-scenes look at how movie magic is made.
This is where we shot the sinking of the USS. It was one of the battleships lined up on Battleship Row. After being hit by 9 torpedoes, it completely capsized in 7 minutes. Our set was built to depict the Oklahoma before and after the attack. On cue, we could hydraulically raise, lower, roll, and even completely sink the 180-foot section of the massive ship. During post-production, we used computer graphics to fill out the entire length of the 583-foot battleship. Our teams also built a variety of physical effects inside the tank, including air cannons, propane flame effects, and enormous explosions of fire and water. All this to simulate the chaos of the historic attack. Most of the planes you see in the attack sequence are 100% computer-generated. This allowed us to fill the sky with swarming fighters, using only 12 real aircraft. When we combine the elaborate sets, explosive special effects, and stunning computer-generated imagery, the results are extremely realistic. The attack on Pearl Harbor was one of the most pivotal events of the 20th century. We hope our film helps preserve this incredible story for generations to come and honors the men and women who took part.
We're all in it. You just don't want to be in the very front row. You might get a little damp. No, there's a couple more trams.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Disney's MGM Studios Backlot Tour. Your tour will be ready momentarily. This is a 35 to 40 minute long tour, no general exit, and only one restroom stop along the way. So please check your pass past the showtime time prior to 6 to make sure you have all that time to spend with us. If you're traveling through an electronic vehicle or personal stroller, please use the far right lane because it's the only lane wide enough to accommodate those vehicles through this attraction. For the safety and comfort of those around you, please refrain from smoking. You may eat and drink, and you can make as many photos and videos as you like, because you never know who or what you'll see in the backlot tour. Well, right now, waiting for the all clear from our special effects team, so your tour will be loading momentarily. And a quick reminder, ladies and gentlemen, you may use any of the four lanes. That includes the far left lane, which is still completely empty.
People just use them, don't necessarily even need them. Completely not running. Big boy too.
Hey, ever see that all clear, ladies and gentlemen? Go ahead and come on in and enjoy your tour.
Crimson Tide, The Rock, and Pearl Harbor.
seen the patrol boat is on a surveillance mission, searching the skies for enemy aircraft. Crew is caught off guard when the real danger surfaces for them to see. This is going to require overt physical effects, split-second timing, and careful direction. We have the lights, we have the cameras. All we need now is the action.
And if anyone knows serious action, it certainly is Michael Bay. Now, some of the physical effects we use in our scene include water cannons. Those are pressurized up to 100 pounds per square inch. We've got bullet hits, which must be programmed and timed to match the continuity of the visuals and eventually the pattern of the sound effects. And last, but one of the most important physical effects used in any action scene is fire, which must be ignited at a precise moment. Because it takes a lot of hard work and time to recharge the explosion. And of course, our number one consideration in the timing of all those physical effects is always the safety of our actors on the set. And guess what? That's where you come in. Hi there, sir. What's your name? Everybody say hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Tom, you've been cast in the role of mechanic on our PT boat. Your scene will take place way down there in the engine room. But luckily for you, it's been recreated right here. If you'll go with Heather, she'll set you in position. We will be shooting two scenes here today, but not in the order they appear in the script. Most movies are shot out of sequence, which means the actor must react to a situation that hasn't even been filmed yet. That can be quite a challenge, and as the director, it's my job to help Tom find the motivation for his scene. So, Tom, here's your setup. That phone next to you is gonna buzz just before 800 gallons of water dump out of these tanks, fly down the chute, and slam into you like a freight train. You feeling motivated to hang up? I sure hope so. Because, folks, just between you and me, it's more like 1,000 gallons of water. But there is a fine line between motivation and fear. Y'all sat back there, Tom? Please, is everyone in role playback? You're checking that engine there. Not looking so good. In action! Pick up that phone, Tom. Talk to your captain. Let him know you might be taking on just a little bit of water. And cut. That's why we call it a physical effect. Let's give him a big round of applause. You did such a great job. I've got one more scene for you. Sit back down there. Hang on real tight. Stare dramatically out at your audience and act dry. We're gonna take that shot, put it together with our next scene. We'll see how it all ties together in the final sequence. Our next scene does take place here on the deck of our PT boat, and we'll go over to Heather and meet our crew.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a big round of applause to Captain Richard and his brave deckhand Claudia. The cast is on set, the crew is standing by.
Thank you, Heather. Roll playback. And remember, crew, you're on a surveillance mission. And action! You hear planes. You're searching the sky. What's that? Get that PT boat out of there!
everybody. Welcome to the second half of the Disney MGM Studios Backlot Tour. Please continue down the ramp and into the Front Courthouse through the sliding glass.
There goes Harvey. Doors.
Please keep your parties together. And as you exit the building, please have the number of your party ready for the host or hostess so that who may better assist you before you. If you are traveling with a stroller, please be prepared to hold your stroller since it will be gone with you on the tour. If you are traveling with a wheelchair as you exit the building, please stay to the right. Thank you and enjoy the Disney MGM Studios Backlot Tour.
I never saw this one. It starred, what's his name? Big Triple X. Vin Diesel. One, right? Which one?
Row number one, back up.
Okay. Too many cords and traps and everything. Kirby's gone to pieces.
Seated with your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the tram.
and be sure to watch your children. Thank you.
Bienvenidos. Para que tengan un viaje seguro, permanezcan sentados, con las manos, brazos, pies y piernas dentro del tren. Y vigilen a los niños. Gracias.
Okay, guys, we're waiting for one last door to close. And we're clear. Thank you, Kathy. Now, there are no photo restrictions on our tours, folks, so please get your cameras ready because you never know who or what you might see on our backlot. Wave goodbye to everyone on the dock. We're on our way. The Disney MGM Studios was built as the Florida counterpart to the Walt Disney Studios in Burbank, California. There's no better way to begin our tour than with the symbol of the Disney MGM Studios. Look high in the sky towards the front of our shuttle off to your left. It's our award-winning Eiffel Tower, as well as its miniature topiary version a little bit closer to the ground. Now, this tower is based on a design that Walt Disney had for a water tank he built at the Burbank Studios. Our stands are lucky 13 stories tall, and it's actually capped off with its very own 7-inch mouth piers. Now, each of those ewes weighs about 5,000 pounds, and that water tower actually holds no water whatsoever, not a drop. Now, if you look off to your left, you'll see what is now the rehearsal and staging area for Lights, Motors, Action. This is where our professional divers go to hone their skills using a variety of test vehicles, such as those red and yellow Pontiac GTOs. These GTOs were chosen for three reasons: their high horsepower, their split-second maneuverability, and, well, they were free. Now, the Disney MGM Studios is a full working production center. We've had a number of high-profile films shot here over the years, including Instinct, Marvin's Room, Passenger 57, Oscar, Quick Change, Ernest Saves Christmas, and Honey, I Blew Up the Kid. Our television productions have included the Emmy Award-winning HBO miniseries From the Earth to the Moon, produced by Tom Hanks, Empty Nest, The Golden Girls, the hit drama ER, Wheel of Fortune, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and Live with Regis and Telly. Now off to your right-hand side, you'll see we're starting to circle two of our surviving P-40s from Touchstone Pictures' blockbuster hit, Pearl Harbor, starring Ben Affleck and Josh Hartnett. Taken from the mold of a real P-40, these full-size replicas are actually made of fiberglass. Over a steel frame, their wooden propellers were spun by hydraulic motors as they were blown up and shot apart during the film's dramatic attack sequence. Now, the production crew only made four of these planes, only made 16 of these replicas, four survived the filming. The rest of the planes you saw lining the runway and around the hangar were all computer-generated images, or CGIs. Now, if you look off to your right, you'll get one last eyeful of our Eiffel Tower. This is also the closest you'll come to it here on Disney property. We're going to duck inside for just a few minutes and visit one of the more glamorous areas of our studio. It's our award-winning creative costuming department. Now, the whole costuming process begins with a designer's sketch. Examples of which you can see along both sides of the wall is from this sketch that our skilled seamstress Susan Taylor creates the finished garments worn by our performers. In the display cases on the left are costumes that were worn in the movies Eight Below, The Shaggy Dog, Invincible, The Santa Claus with the Extinct Claws, as well as The Guardian. Now, we have over 250 skilled professionals using up to 1.5 million yards of fabric to create over 25,000 costumes per year. That makes us the largest working costuming department in the world. That last display case on your left features costumes and props from Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest. We're currently passing some prop and equipment storage areas along both sides of the shuttle, as well as one of our many graphic studios on your left. Also coming up on your left-hand side is one of our many scenic shops. This is where our scenic artists and designers build and maintain some of the sets and props used on our location and on our sound stages, as well as throughout the Walt Disney World area for our many shows and attractions.
All the parts for the stage for the stunt show.
Now, when production crews go out on location, they often have to worry about things they have little or no control over,
like crowds,
traffic,
noise.
That's why they often prefer to shoot on studio backlots such as ours, where those things are more easily controlled. Now, coming up on your left-hand side are two of the bus stages for Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest. Now, it's not unusual to see log towers such as these stored on a studio backlot. In fact, studios often call these areas burn arms. It's where production companies store large outdoor two black and white airplanes up at Disney's The Rocket Theater. We have the GB and Howard Hughes' experimental Omni Gyro. The Newtown passenger cockpit with some blue thunder. The two motorcycles on deck are from our very own Indiana Jones Epic Sunset Tour.
Covered in colored concrete and hand carved.
smell that flood occurred when we opened the gates to three large holding tanks, sending more than 70,000 gallons of water towards our poor, helpless little shuttle. We add some action to the sea by shooting some of that water through air cannons. None of these air cannons are so powerful that if I were to take one to New York City, I could shoot a basketball up and over the Empire State Building. Now that earthquake was hit by large hydraulic shaker cable, the Catastrophe Canyon was built back in 1989 with the help of a Hollywood special effects crew. What seemed like an out-of-control disaster was actually saved to utilize sequence of events that could be reset in only 3.5 minutes, just in time for the next shuttle. Now coming up on your right-hand side is something that is very special meaning to us here at the Walt Disney Company. Known at airports across the country as the 234 Mickey Mouse, we would refer to it affectionately as simply the Mouse. This is Walt's private jet that he used to conduct secret scouting missions all over Central Florida to find the perfect location for Walt Disney World. It's also this plane that Walt used to shuttle him and his Imagineers California and New York to finalize plans for the 1964 World's Fair. This is where Walt introduced audio animatronic attractions such as It's a Small World, Carousel of Progress, and Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln. This is now the coming up on your right-hand side is a French-Mediterranean village called Le Bunch de Mer. This is a set of lightning rotors action. It's a high-octane production that was acquired by a similar attraction on Walt Disney's Studios Park in Paris, France. Light Sputter's action is behind the scenes. Look at how we create visual action stunts for the movies. And you actually feel like, you actually feel like you're right there on the set as our film crew shoots a series of highly orchestrated stunts along custom-designed vehicles and carefully timed pyrotechnics. The resulting footage is then edited and mixed along with visual and sound effects to create a dramatic action sequence. Now off to your right, what we're circling around is called Acceleration Alley. This is where our stunt drivers pick up the speed they need in order to do their stunts. They can reach speeds of up to 55 miles per hour in Acceleration Alley, which may not sound like a lot, but consider this guy's Acceleration Alley is not quite 2 blocks long. Now, if you guys haven't seen the show yet, they do have one more performance. It's at 4:10 today. When we get a little bit further along in our tour, I'll be pointing the entrance out to you. Please remain seated until our shuttle comes to a complete stop. around, make sure you have all your personal belongings, and watch your head and step as you exit towards the inside glass doors. If you have traveled with a stroller, please open at the Yacht Yellow Line. Again, my name is Meredith, the driver with Christy. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Backlot Tour. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day at the Walt Disney World Resort, and happy holidays. Thank you. Okay, guys.
Hello.
Thank you so much for requesting this, Lori. She wrote in just this last month, guys. That just shows you how caught up I am currently. I need more requests, so this is a good time to get those in. It'll be featured soon, I'm sure. As always, if you'd like to make a request or leave some feedback, stop by the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on Google+, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest, view my photos on Flickr and videos on YouTube. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and you leave your request or feedback that way. If you like this show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up the search results list, or maybe mention us in a tweet on Facebook, Google+, Pinterest, whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you want to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like, and don't forget to check out the affiliate links on the website for other great information that helps support this show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has improved the quality of my in-park recordings immensely. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye!
Thank you.